This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, an interview with director Bernardo Bertolucci about his sexually explicit new movie Dreamers. But first, Sex in the City. After 6 years, the popular HBO series is coming to an end. For many female viewers, this means no more living vicariously through the lives of four women who work and play in New York City. But Sex in the City is more than a television show. It's the subject of seminars, websites, and tourist attractions. NPR's Lynn Neary has more.
Freelance writer Ashley Nelson likes to think of Sex in the City as a politically progressive show, feminist even, a program that has broken new ground in defending single women and the single life. So she was a little taken aback when she decided to go on a Sex and the City tour of New York.
I went knowing it wasn't going to be a seminar on Gloria Steinem or, you know, I knew that. But I think I was a little shocked at how much the people on the bus just celebrated shopping and hooting at random men.
But Nelson may be the only person in the world who has attended both a Sex and the City bus tour and an academic conference on the show at Princeton University.
You know, it was like the opposite of the tour. These women were not looking for fun. They were very intellectual, very cerebral. You know, they weren't hooting at anybody. In fact, you know, they could talk about kind of female friendships and all the kind of safe things on the show, but they didn't ever want to talk about men or sex.
Of course, the women of Sex and the City, new icons of independent womanhood though they may be, spend an awful lot of time talking about both men and sex. From Carrie's on-again, off-again romance with Big, a charming but deadly womanizer, to Samantha's latest escapade. No details are left unturned, and no man's performance goes unreviewed.
It was just quiet. I wouldn't worry about it, Carrie. If the kisses were good, then the sex will eventually be good.
I'm not worried.
How quiet was it?
It was so quiet that at one point, I heard the M11 bus. I heard the doors open. I heard people getting off.
Well, at least someone was getting off. And speaking of...
Hey, welcome to Rock.
Hello.
It is just this girlish intimacy that 22-year-old Courtney Lebedev finds so appealing about Sex and the City.
You want their lives, kind of. You know, you wanna be one of their friends.
Largely under the influence of Sex and the City, Lebedev recently moved from the suburbs of Virginia to a tiny apartment in a swanky new building in downtown Washington, D.C. Even though Lebedev lives with her boyfriend, she thinks of herself as a single woman in the mold of Carrie. And in order to find a like-minded group of women friends, she organizes outings through her own website, Urban Divas. One of the activities of the Urban Divas? Watching Sex in the City together.
I love this introduction.
I like it.
Every time I hear the music, I get all excited. I'm like...
On this night, Lebedev is joined by 29-year-old Shari Hunter, 30-year-old Heidi Patterson, and 27-year-old Patrice Webb. They all say they identify with the characters.
Just the relationships in general. Everybody does have a Mr. Big. And it's like, oh, I guess this is more common than we realize, like some of these things.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you ever watched it with guys? I mean, do you ever watch it with... And how do they react to it?
They're just like, oh, just bring on the sex, you know. They're like, whatever, she's crazy, you know.
I think they're more shocked. Like, do girls really talk about that stuff? Like, when they have their brunches and they're like blatantly talking about guys and sexual acts or whatever.
Do you think girls really talk that way?
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I know I do. So, that's another reason why I really like it, because it seems to really be on point to me. Like, that's how we talk, that's how we are. We're, you know, kind of neurotic and crazy. And
of course, the show does have its detractors. In fact, Lee Siegel, TV critic for The New Republic, is a bit of a curmudgeon about it.
Does the show reveal where women are now simply because it shows women speaking frankly about sex? I find that so childish and disappointing.
Even in this final season, when all the women are grappling with life-changing and life-threatening experiences, Siegel cuts them no slack. And as fans speculate on Carrie's fate, will she agree to a childless marriage to an older man, or will her old boyfriend Big carry her off in a haze of true but perhaps foolish love? Lee Siegel proposes another scenario.
I want her to take a vacation somewhere, and preferably in some not very fashionable place. Maybe go to graduate school and get her master's in social work. I think she needs to rest for a while.
carry a social worker? Impossible. What would she wear? If you ask me, she'll stay single, destined to a life of endless sex and conversation in the city. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.